We're always happy to have visitors in the 92.9 The Bull studio, and I'm joined by Ron Morris from the Saskatoon Lions Club. Ron, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, John.
Absolutely. So, big thing happening on the weekend. Something that my girlfriend and I really look forward to every year is the big flea market that you guys have going on.
Cool. Well, we appreciate your support. It is, in fact, our 125th Saskatoon Lions flea market coming up this Saturday, November 16th. We go from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., just like Dolly Parton. We're going into Prairieland Park, Hall E. Admission is only $5, and kids 12 and under are free. We view this as Saskatchewan's largest indoor flea market. We have coins, we have collectibles, we have new and used clothing, we have sporting goods, we have vinyl records, and for those of you that are built like me, we have edible delights from homemade pickles to beer sticks to fudge to homemade baking.
Oh, boy, I love beer sticks.
me too. And all this goes to support our Lions charities. Charities like STARS, the Saskatoon Food Bank, Foundations Learning, Haven House, the Gold Walk, supporting families of kids with cancer, CNIB, and a whole bunch more. We're also collecting used eyeglasses to sort and send to developing countries.
Where are you guys collecting used eyeglasses?
Oh, we'll have them at the registration desk or wherever we're selling tickets. If you see a lion, we'll take them. We'll get them to the right place.
The flea market is just always a bit of wonder because a lot of it is people selling old treasures that have been collecting dust in either their basement or their garages. So walking through, I mean, you really never know what you're going to get.
It's an adventure every time, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. You feel a little bit like you're treasure hunting.
Yeah, yeah. You'll see a lot of the same vendors. We have around 200 vendors this year, but you're going to see a lot of different things as it goes on. So. Yeah.
So when you browse something like this, what are the things that you kind of look out for personally?
Well, I look out for the crowds because we had 6,000 people there last year. But I'm always looking for something just a little kitschy, if you will, just something that, yeah, you don't find in the mainstream. You're not going to find it in a jewelry store or in a mall. Just something that's, well, I think you said yourself, Jared, it's going to be, it's going to be something that's been around for a while. And
it's a treasure hunt.
It's a treasure hunt.
I've always got my eyes open for like neat antiques, like you said, that you won't find anywhere else.
Yeah, exactly right.
Okay, so that's coming up on Saturday to get into the flea market. What are the hours that we can check this out?
Yeah, right from 9 a.m. To 5 p.m. And I would recommend that you get there early because it gets pretty busy. We put roughly 6,000 people through their last flea market. So yeah, and it makes it more difficult to shop, later in the day. So get there early and buy often.
And what does it cost to get in?
It's $5. $5 and kids 12 and under are free.
Well, bring a nice crisp $5 bill and, well, nothing for the kids to get in. Ron, thank you so much for coming in to chat about this.
Thanks a lot for your time, Jared.
Best of luck for the weekend.
Thank you.